Good morning. Welcome to worship today. Holy smokes. I'm surprised that there's so many. I got a call from our organist saying, this is the first time I've ever not been able, but I don't want to come out on the cold. And I says, well, I don't think there'll be that many people here. In the old church, did anybody here worship in the old church? Yeah. Do you remember if you were first there, you could sit around the register? Yeah?
No.
Yes. You want to go head-to-head with Irene Long? She told me this story. Yeah, okay. We're going to have a little wrestle-off this morning. Anyway, the first ones got to sit around the register, and as you came in, you know, you got farther back. So, Mrs. Kohlberg, you'd have to wear your extra-long long johns. Anyway, it's nice to have you here. This is the last Sunday, the second Sunday of Christmas, and so I thought we would sing our favorite Christmas songs. Maybe a verse, okay? And I thought, I might have been wrong, and it wouldn't have been the first time. I thought since there were only going to be a few of us, we'd just make it a small, intimate little gathering. But I think we'll try and make it a small, intimate little gathering anyway. Pat, Mrs. Becker, we're starting, every month we're having a new theme, and this...
We don't want that.
No.
Well, let's talk. You can hear me anyway, can't you? Yes.
Oh, see, Cher's Pastor Mike.
Oh, yeah. We
don't
want that.
Yeah, I'm Pastor Jim.
Yeah. No, our focus for this month is study. And so you have this little questionnaire in your bulletin on Christmas. And next week, there will be a quiz on the Old Testament. And then in a couple of more weeks, we'll have a little quiz on the New Testament. And this gives us all an opportunity to kind of peruse the Bible, because we don't always do that. And I thought maybe it's a little fun way, too, that you can kind of get acquainted with stories in the Bible, some characters in the Bible, and you might find something else that interests you as you go along.
So what do you have here for us?
Oh, well, this is the Bible. This is the Christmas Bible quiz.
The Christmas Bible quiz.
And some of these are not the answers that you think they are. So you need to look them up. For example, I was talking to Kathy and Maynard, and I was saying, you know the answer to number 10. Not the easiest one, so you might have to go back and search that one.
But, what was the question?
Oh, where did the wise men find Jesus?
Where did they find Jesus? On the side of the road, in Bethlehem, in a house. Oh, sorry, I just thought I would impress the people of how smart their pastor is. But it was in a house, yes?
It was in a house, yes. Mm-hmm. But they're supposed to use the Bible and look at it.
Okay.
So we won't tell them anymore.
Okay. So you're going to give this quiz later on? No, they're just going to find this.
They're taking home with them and do it.
Okay.
So, like I said, then next week you'll get another one on the Old Testament and then another one on the New Testament.
Okay.
But then there are other opportunities here in at Bethesda to study the Bible. And, Pastor, why don't you talk about...
Pat, you've got a monthly Bible study that meets Monday mornings.
Monday mornings. Just once a month.
Once a month.
Next week.
You mean tomorrow? A week from tomorrow.
A week from tomorrow.
Okay. Yes. And what are you studying?
Well, we are studying the New Testament. And we are just a really informal group. And we believe that we can study together. Okay? I am no expert. And so we bring our Bibles. It's informal. We're still on Matthew. In fact, we've been on Matthew since September. And we won't meet on February and March, but we meet at 9 o'clock in the morning.
I teach three classes, Wednesday morning at 8:30, one which you're in. What are we studying?
We're studying.
We're just changing.
We're at the end of this book.
We've got one more lesson left, and the next... So this month, we're going to change books. So for all you... This is a ladies' study. For all you ladies, if you'd like to start, this would be a good time. 8:30 on Wednesdays.
And we're going to do faith or trust.
We're doing the one that Pat Culberg's daughter was doing.
No, we're going to do the one that Sandy Pullen
mentioned. Don't worry about it. Then at 11 o'clock, there's another Bible study, men and women. And on Thursday mornings, we've got the Romeos. That's the men's group. And we're starting a new one by a guy named Bell. And this one's real. We do theology. We try and figure out who God is in our life. Skip.
Yeah, we don't have that much trouble that the ladies do during that Bible class. What's going on? Do we?
Do you know what he's talking about?
No.
Anyway, study. I tell my confirmation class, by the way, I officiated at a wedding yesterday for Scott Nyberg, who was in my first confirmation class. He's 23 years old now, got his engineering degree, married a beautiful young gal up in Brainerd, and... he said to me, I remember when you made us do theology. I says, what did that mean to you? He says, we had to figure out who God was. He says, I'm still trying to figure it out. I said, I am too. And it's a lifelong class. And we should all be doing theology. And we all are doing theology, whether we believe it or not, trying to understand who God is, how he works in our lives, where he wants to lead us and guide us, if we let him. And so we're all doing theology. So... this is just a part of the... And no one's got all the answers. In fact,
yeah, I've really enjoyed the last book.
Yeah, but good.
That was by Rob Bell, too.
Yep. Anything else we got?
Nope.
Study.
Study.
Okay.
Chris. I have a question. Uh-huh. When are we going to get the answers, Pat?
You don't.
No, she has Pat answers. one other note... this morning it was 30 degrees in Anchorage, Alaska. Okay. And if you called the phone here, you heard a message saying, don't risk life or limb to come to church. There's no reason why I can't get here, so we'll always have church. But don't risk life or limb. God will still love you. And he will. You can say your prayers at home. But drive carefully, okay? Let's open with a prayer. Oh Lord, we begin a new year. We celebrate the last Sunday of Christmas. We've heard the Christmas story again. How you became human. How you wanted to identify with all of your children. And how your son lived as an example for us to live. And how he gave and gave and gave and gave and gave of himself, taking care of others. And the outcasts and the downtrodden and the ill. How he loved and cared for all of these children. And so we thank you for your love and help us to live with that message of love in our hearts. So today as we worship on this first Sunday of a new year, we pray that you might give us Jesus' eyes and give us Jesus' heart. That we can trust you implicitly and live for you. So send your spirit this morning as we gather as brothers and sisters, fellow sojourners here on earth. Send your spirit, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our opening hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful. Let's sing the first two verses of 283. Anybody got a good voice? 283, I will try and lead. Let's sing the first two verses. Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant.
Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels.
And let's go to 289, Angels We Have Heard on High. We'll just sing one verse there, okay? 289. Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plain, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strain. Please rise and turn to the order of confession and forgiveness in your bulletin. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, the maker of heaven and earth, the Word made flesh, the Lord and giver of life.
Amen.
Let us come into the light of Christ, confessing our need for God's mercy. Let's take a moment for silent reflection. And let us confess together. God of peace, we confess that we are not at peace with others or with ourselves. We bring to you all that tears us apart, discord in our families, violence in our world, our own conflicted hearts. In your mercy, mend us, reconnect us to one another and to you. Let peace reign over all the earth through the Prince of Peace, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And the Word who has come to dwell with us, God, has given us grace upon grace, forgiveness that is stronger than our sins, love that can heal every broken heart. Hear this word of God's pardon and peace. In the name of Jesus, our Savior, you are free from all your sins. Rise, shine, for your light has come.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have filled us with the new light of the Word who became flesh and lived among us. Let the light of our faith shine in all that we do through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. Our first lesson this morning comes from the first chapter of Ephesians, which Paul writes, In Jesus, all of God's plans are and purposes have been made known. Have been made known as heaven and earth are united in Christ. Through Jesus, we have been chosen as God's children and have been promised eternal salvation. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love, he destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will. To the praise of his glorious grace, he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we who were the first to set our hope on Christ might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory. And our psalm this morning is Psalm 147. Looks like the only refrain is at the end of the verses. Worship the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. God has established peace on your borders and satisfies you with the finest wheat. God gives snow like wool, scattering frost like ashes. The Lord sends forth the word and melts them. The wind blows and the waters flow. The Lord has not done so to any other nation. They do not know God's judgments. Hallelujah. Worship the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. Please rise in honor of reading the Holy Scriptures. This is John's Christmas story. On Christmas Day, this is the lesson we preached on. So, on your Bible quiz, one of those questions was, which two have the Christmas story? And is it only two? Anyway, this is John's Christmas story. En harke ha logos. En har logos was ha theos. Whoops. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." Word of God, the word of life. Please be seated. Let's join in singing this hymn 294. I think this is a fitting song for the first Sunday of the new year. Let's sing the first two verses. 294.
In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind was moan. Stood hard as iron, water like a stone. Snow had fallen, snow on snow, snow on snow. In the bleak midwinter, long ago.
Let's try the second verse. That really hit a note in my heart.
Heaven cannot hold him, nor earth sustain. Heaven and earth shall flee away when he comes to reign. In the bleak midwinter, a stable sufficed. The Lord God Almighty, Jesus Christ.
I think that's enough. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This is a gospel lesson. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Is John's way of saying that God came to us in the person of a human being. And God has come to each one of us. And I believe God comes to every piece of His creation, every person on earth. For you and me, He came through Jesus Christ. I don't know how He works through Hindus or Buddhists or Muslims or what. I know God works in their ways too, but for you and me, He called us to be Christians. And He called us to know who God is through His Son. And so if you look at His Son, as our friend Don Lagerstrom said, if you've seen the face of Jesus, you've seen the face of God. If you look at Jesus, you'll find out who God is and how He acts and what He does. In our first lesson from Ephesians, you have Paul. He uses these $10 words and these long sentences and long phrases that we can hardly figure out. But what he's saying is you don't have to live humdrum lives anymore. God has chosen you. God has given you a new name. God has loved you, and He wants what's best for you, and He'll always be with you. And sometimes we get into this old rut where it's the same old, same old, same old. I heard a conversation yesterday at the dinner table when I was at this wedding. Two guys were talking, and they were looking for hiring someone, and one guy says, as they were talking about one of the candidates for the job, he says, this guy's got 30 years experience. And the guy he was talking to, he said, no. This guy has 1 year experience 30 times over. I mean, he had never gone beyond 1 year experience. He just did the same thing over and over and over and over. I had a teacher or two who taught the same lesson over and over and over and over. And then he gave his lesson and would give us something to read and put his feet up and read the newspaper, the civics class. You probably have seen teachers like that. Now, there's a lot of retired teachers in this church. None of them would ever do that because they live life and they look for God every day in new ways. And that's what Paul is saying, that every day God is doing something new. Every day, if you keep your eyes and your hearts open, you'll see God doing a new thing. But sometimes, you know, we get in this rut, and the future just keeps turning into the present over and over and over. And life can just pass us by. But Ephesians says we're God's chosen. We're God's elect. And God doesn't want us to live humdrum lives. He doesn't want us to live meaningless lives. He's always doing a new thing, and if we are part of the body of Christ, He will use us to bring His world around. I just heard a story from Irene. Irene was telling me about how she fell in the post office down an aisle, was sent down to the hospital in the cities, and she had this doctor that came in, and this doctor was just kind of a grump, just read the machines, not say anything, and leave. She didn't get any help at all, you know. So finally she said, God told me to say something to this guy. And she was in there for, you know, a couple of weeks. Well, this doctor came in. These aren't her words, she said. These are God's words. Doctor, why are you such a grump? You come in here and take my thing. You don't say hi. You don't smile. You don't live life. Why are you doing that? And out he went. Later on that day, five nurses came in and said, Irene, what did you say to this doctor? What did I do? Oh, man, what did I do? They said he came out of that room, and he must have changed his heart because he stopped and smiled at the nurses. He stopped and talked and started. And he's changed. But we can get into that rut of being like that doctor, you know. Just, oh, man, the weather's bad. Oh, man. I'm ready to stand up and say to the winter, throw it at me. Give me everything you got. I can take it. You know, rather than get beaten down and stay home and cuddle up. And although that's not a bad idea this afternoon. Anyway, God wants to do good things for us. He wants the best for us. And we, if we're saying our prayers and think doing our theology, how God is working in the world, how His Spirit's moving, we can be a part of that. And we'll see God's Spirit moving and living and working. Let me give you an example of... Jimmy Lang's not here, so I probably shouldn't tell this. I wanted to check it on his iPhone. He's always checking stuff I did. But back when football... We're in the midst of football, huh? When football started, the phrase was 3 yards in a cloud of dust. All they did was run. And that's what they're going to have to do in Green Bay this afternoon. But in 1906, they finally changed the rule so that you could pass. But everyone just kept the same old run, except one team down in St. Louis. They decided that they could pass, and they could get 40 yards at a crack, you know. And that year, they were the only team that used it, but they outscored their opponents 402-11. That's kind of a picture of our lives. If we tap into the Holy Spirit, we'll go 402-11 compared to where we are. We can change. Sometimes we think people can't change. A leper can't change his spots. I mean, we've all said it. I've said it. But I'm mistaken. Because people can change if they look for the Spirit at work. That's what Paul is saying in this lesson. You were chosen. You were chosen by God to be special. And this is a promise. If you tap into the power of God, you can change. There was a fellow that I met when I first came here. His family had asked me to visit him and pray for him because he was out of the service, couldn't hold a job, drinking his life to death. And pastor, we've done everything. We put him in to treatments and it hasn't worked and we're afraid he's going to die. And as a last resort, pastor, can you visit him? I visited him and we talked. And I told him the same thing, you know, God's got something more in mind for you than just drinking your life away. I said, and he'd been told many times that there's an AA program here. And I told him, you know, come on up. Give it a try because it can't get any worse. He stopped into my office here a year ago. I was in the office about 7 in the morning. He came early. He knew him. I would see people drive around. People drive around this parking lot like crazy. So he came in that one morning and sat down, and we had a nice visit. And I said, so how are you doing? How's your life going? He says, he told me how the first time he came to the AA meeting on Monday night, he said, I came in, I couldn't hardly get through the door. He says, I walked down this hallway, and it was like the hallway was a mile long. And it was dark. They didn't have the lights on. And he says, I was so ashamed of myself. I was feeling so dirty and like such a lost soul and a complete nitwit and haven't accomplished anything. And he says, I could hardly get in the room. And when I got in the room, I sat down. And in the first 3 or 4 times, all I could do was look at my shoes, my boots. He says, then I started hearing these stories. And then I started sharing who he was and what he was going through. And then I got to the 5th point about how you invite a higher power or the God or the creator of the universe, however you experience him, into my life. And he says, today, he says, I know that I'm loved by by the great mystery, is what he called it. Today I'm running two small businesses. And he said, I never thought I'd be here. I thought I'd be dead. But he had a smile on his face, and he said, I just wanted to let you know that people can change. And so people can change. I did the officiated at this wedding yesterday. Young Mr. Nyberg, I told him, life is never going to be the same. You're going to be changed. The young lady who we married, her name has changed. In the Bible, God changed names. Abram became Abraham, leader of multitudes. Sarai becomes Sarah, princess. Jacob, who's a little sneak thief, which my wife named my firstborn son. God changed his name to Israel, wrestling with God. Peter, who denied Christ, who took his sword out and cut the ear off Malchus in the Garden of Gethsemane. Peter, who said things, I'll never let you wash my feet. If you're going to wash me, wash my whole body. This guy lived on the edge. Someone who really you couldn't count on. Jesus changed his name to the Rock. You're going to be Rock. Something solid. Upon this rock I will build my church, Jesus said. So he can take people like Jacob and Peter and Abraham and Sarai and you and me. And he can make something of us. That's what our Ephesians lesson says. That you are chosen by God. You are special in his kingdom. You've got something to offer. But most of the time we think, I'm no good. I'm a failure. I'm guilty. I've done wrong things. I've hurt people. I'm no good. God says, no, I've created you for something. You are saved. You are special. You are you are okay. You're not a failure anymore. You're forgiven. You're beloved. You are not sinners. You're saints. You're not a servant anymore. You're my friend. So he gives us new names. The reason I'm sharing this on this first Sunday is I want to encourage you to put on a new attitude for the new year. This winter, this can get you down. This cold, this can beat us down. Seasonal affective disorder can get you down. Put on the new spirit. I can take whatever this winter goes because I'm a child of God. You're a child of God. I can take whatever the world throws at me because I'm a child of God. And God in his great plan, he talks about, did you notice the word predestination? You've been predestined? That hurts me. But we're doing theology in class this week, so come on and we can maybe talk about it. Little pitch there, Pat. We're doing theology and we're still trying to figure out how God works and how he can use us. But that's the message today, that you are special. You are somebody. Everybody is somebody, but we've got to get it in our heads that God can move in our hearts and our lives. And if we keep our eyes open and our hearts open, we'll see God work, his spirit at work every day. Amen. May God's peace and love be with us now and always. Amen. We'll invite the ushers to receive our morning offering. And let's turn to 286 and join in singing this song. 286.
Your little ones, dear Lord, we pray, and come your lowly head to see, enlighten every soul and mind that we the way to you may find. With songs we hasten you to greet and kiss the ground before your feet. Oh, blessed our sweetest night that gave you birth, our soul's delight.
O draw us wholly to you, Lord, and to us all your grace accord, true faith and love to us impart, that we may hold you in our heart. Until at last to proclaim with all your saints and glorious name in paradise and praise you as the angels do.
Let's sing one more. What's your favorite hymn? Anybody? Let's sing Away in a Manger. Everybody knows the verse, don't you, Joni?
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus knelt down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay.
Let's do another verse.
The cattle are lowing, the poor baby wakes. The little Lord Jesus no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh.
Please rise and let us turn to the offertory prayer on the top of page 5. Let us pray. Good and loving God, we rejoice in the birth of Jesus, who came among the poor to bring the riches of your grace. As you have blessed us with your gifts, let them be blessing for others. With the trees of the field, with all earth and heaven, we shout for joy at the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In joy and wonder, we pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Let's take a moment for silent prayer. Dwell among your people and fill the church with your wisdom. Guide us in ways of righteousness, that we may show others the witness of your goodness. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
May every season work for your good purpose. Send sun and rain, warmth and chill, in due measure to draw forth your bounty from the earth. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Journey with all refugees and displaced peoples. Lead them in safety to a place where they will find security, that they rejoice in the care you have provided them. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Be a sure defense to all whose lives are threatened by pain, personal crisis, or persistent fear, especially those in our lives who need your healing touch. Give them shelter from hardship, and rest when they are weary. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Shine your light through this faith community into the wider community. Make us a beacon for all who hunger and thirst for righteousness and who are in need of mercy. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for your many blessings, for calling us before time began to be your children. Be with us these days. Keep us warm. Help us to check on one another to make sure all is well. Thank you for family and friends in this congregation in which we worship. We ask especially you'll be with Scott and Brittany Nyberg as they begin their wedded life together. Giving thanks that the saints now dwell with you in the fullness of your kingdom, We ask you to keep us faithful to your truth revealed in Christ until you make all things new. Hear us, O God. Almighty God, we entrust to you all for whom we pray, confident that you fulfill your promises through Christ our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Let's join in confessing our Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And so we gather at this holy table on this first Sunday of the new year. We have new opportunities for joy, for love. We have new opportunities to change our hearts. Jesus, at his Last Supper, saw that in the eyes of his disciples. And he wanted to remind them and bring them something that they would remember that they are new people in Christ. So he took bread, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you to give you new life. Do this as often as you eat it in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of your sin, for new beginnings. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Let's join in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The table is set. All are welcome at the table of our Lord. It looks like in this cup, there's a lighter and a darker liquid, and I think the darker one is the wine, but the lighter one might be grape juice. So this side, take your chances. If you take a piece of bread and eat it, don't dip it in, okay? We'll give you another one because the flu is going around, okay? And then, any of you who feel like you're moved to sing a Christmas song since we don't have any music, maybe you could sing Randy. It's up to you. Sing. You can lead in Silent Night or something like that. Anyway, please be seated. Come, the table is set. Please rise. The body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and his precious blood strengthen and preserve you unto everlasting life. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's join in the prayer after communion. Let us pray. Radiant God, with our eyes we have seen your salvation, and in this meal we have feasted on your grace. May your word take flesh in us, that we may be your holy people, revealing your glory made known to us in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever.
Amen.
Go in peace. Christ is with you. Our closing hymn is "Good Christian Friends Rejoice," 288. Let's just sing the first two verses, okay? Good Christian friends rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Give ye heed to what we say. Jesus Christ is born today.
ox and ass before him bow, and he is in the manger now. Christ is born today, Christ is born today. Good Christian friends, rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now ye hear with endless bliss, Jesus Christ was born for this. He has opened heaven's door, and we are blessed forevermore. Christ was born for this, Christ was born for this.